As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, welcome back to the second hour. Wherever you're listening, wherever you're tuning in from, welcome to the show, welcome to the show, welcome to the show. Of course, we're talking about the Kavanaugh hearings and stuff like that. I'm going to give you some fantasy football stuff. I'm going to do an interview after the show for tomorrow. My brother, he's in town from Zimbabwe, but he's here talking about the vegan movement. And we're going to talk about the business opportunities over in Zimbabwe and all the beautiful, beautiful women over in Africa and the Caribbean. All those beautiful Nubian sisters. And speaking of which, I have on the phone with me right now, Nicole Burch. She is the CEO of what I've been telling you about with the cannabis real estate. Nicole, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Warren. Good to be on with you. How are you?
I'm happy to have you on. And, you know, I was talking about my brother from Zimbabwe. You're from Jamaica, right?
I am from Jamaica, yes.
Proud Jamaican.
An island that's very familiar with the cannabis industry.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys know the cannabis industry probably better than anybody else in the world.
Yes, we have a long relationship with it, so much so that we're synonymous with it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this, Nicole. Tell us about Transatlantic Real Estate. Why did this come in development? What is it doing exactly?
Well, first off, we are a specialized asset acquisition company. And what exactly do I mean by that? It means that we purchase real estate that is focused on support in a particular industry. For us, that industry is the cannabis industry. For numerous reasons, we think it makes sense, which I can explain to your audience a little bit later. The second part about what we're doing right now is that we have an investment offering. And what that means is an opportunity for everyday folks to invest in our platform in our particular industry. What I can do is, and you've done that as well, I've listened to your show, is send your audience and your listeners to our offering page, which is on Fundana.com, or they can go to transatlanticfarms.com and click on the Invest Now button to learn more about the particular details of our investment opportunity.
Okay, so the great thing about this is that they could go right to the website, go to fundana.com, and they hit the cannabis real estate, and they can interact with any questions they may have about what's going on with Fund America and what you guys are actually doing, correct?
Absolutely. So it's very informative. It gives you the overview of who we are, what we're doing. It informs of the very specific opportunity that we currently are offering to investors. And if you're at the bottom of that page, if your audience, if someone wants to ask a question, they simply need to register. And why is that important? It's important because we want the questions to be seen by everyone, and we want the answers to be seen by everyone, so everyone sort of gets educated and informed. So instead of, you know, maybe one person writes in and says, hey, what does this mean? Someone else can, everyone can see the response, and it's a response that everyone gets the same answer. We want to educate, we want to inform people about the opportunity, but we also want to educate them to making the best decision.
Now, let me ask you this. Why did you guys focus on this particular industry? That's one of the big questions that I had.
It makes sense. Here's what makes sense. At a foundational level, we know that real estate is really a cornerstone to wealth building, right?
Right.
Go own you a piece of land. We know this to be a fact. Now, how can we accelerate our investment on owning a particular piece of land? If that land is married or coupled to an industry that is fast-growing and a multi-billion-dollar industry, well, we think that accelerates the profits that you can make off that land. And so that's why we've chosen the cannabis industry. We think that real estate is safe, it's solid, and we can couple it to something that is really fast-growing and is a great vehicle to accelerate wealth building. So that's why we're focused on that industry.
Now,
generally speaking.
Now, let me ask you this too, Nicole, because this industry, it seems like it's just booming. And in fact, I was just telling people, I was like, look, we need to get educated on this cannabis industry to the point where I may try to take a class or something, because we need to know the business opportunities. I look at so many of our colleagues who are Caucasian, who are Asian, who are Latino, who they've turned this in, not only into a science, they've turned this into a business, and we need to understand this business as well.
Absolutely. So in general, I've laid out the reasons why we believe, you know, this is the best vehicle. Marrying real estate with a fast-growing industry, cannabis. The timing is everything, and the timeline is ripe for this type of investment. So as you've alluded to, you have a lot of multi-million-dollar companies, Fortune 500 companies, now tapping into it. And so you mentioned something, I think it was yesterday or the day before in your show, as prime example, Coca-Cola recently announced that it is investigating and considering infusing its drink, its beverage, with cannabis. And so let's be clear on the kind of infusion they're talking about. They're not talking about the type of cannabis that makes you get high. Just generally speaking, there are two primary components in a cannabis flower. There's CBD and there's THC. THC gives you the high. CBD gives you the medicinal properties. And that is completely legal. So you can purchase CBD, I think, just about anywhere online. It has no THC in it, or some of them have low components of THC, so there's no effect in terms of feeling high. It gives you the medicinal properties. And that's sort of important to understand, that because of those medicinal benefits, you will find CBD in a lot of products, and there are a lot of byproducts of the cannabis plant. So Coca-Cola made that announcement. It's a Fortune 500 company. And so what that indicates to us is the trend that now major companies are tapping into the use of a component of cannabis, right? And what does that mean for the industry? It means that we will need more farmers growing cannabis to support the demand that will be put on the industry to supply the CBD oil.
Now,
so for instance,
I was going to say, now I can say this from personal use. I use the CBD oil in caplets. I take one every day, and then also. What you just said was so important, because a lot of people don't know the difference between, when they hear marijuana, all they think about is getting high. They don't think about the oil or the hemp or any other things that they can be used, what it can be used for.
Absolutely. So I like to think of it this way, if I can paint this picture. Think of corn. How many products do we get from corn?
Right.
How many byproducts?
Oh, man.
Name a few.
Man, it's
General Mills, the cornflakes industry, the cereal industry, starch. We're talking oil that we use in just about a number of household products and foods. You will find a byproduct of corn itself, right?
Right.
So in the 1920s and 1930s, we experienced a surge in corn farms. Huge. Think of it this way: cannabis has so many byproducts, medicinal, recreational. The point is, there's so many byproducts of the plant itself. The plant's got to grow in order to get it. CBD doesn't grow in a lab, okay? It comes from the actual plant. And what that means is that the more byproducts are out there, the more companies are tapping into the uses of those byproducts, the more the demand will be greater to actually supply the product as well as the byproduct. So our focus is on real estate that supports this particular industry. It's multi-billion. It is fast-growing. And I'm not sure if you follow out of the Canadian stock market, but there's a Canadian company that last week announced, in fact, they got an approval from the DEA to actually export cannabis to California for research and development. And this company is Tilray. And when Tilray announced last week and they got that approval, their stocks went through the roof, so much so that they had to actually halt trading. Okay, so why California? Again, California leads America and North America in terms of the science and the development and the research around the cannabis industry.
Now, Nicole,
so we're a California company focused on real estate farms, cannabis farms in California.
Now, Nicole, let me ask you this too, because we got about a minute and something left. So I want to ask this as well before I forget. When it comes to the questions that people have, because right now, even on social media, I'm getting blown up. People are like, hey, I got a farm. Would they be interested in growing on my farm or doing something on my farm? They need to go to the website. They go to the website. They register. They can ask these questions. Like you said, everybody will get to see them, and everybody will get to see the answers. Give them the two best sites to go to sign up for the questions and answers.
Well, Fundana.com, as you've given, and click on the cannabis real estate for Transatlantic Real Estate. That's our company. That's our particular offering. They can certainly go to our website, TransatlanticFarms.com, and click on the Invest Now button. Pose your questions there. Get in touch with
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist. What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. And I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. Income Tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right, so let me go over these games, this game for tonight, all right? So let me pull this stuff up on FanDuel and DraftKings. Now, with FanDuel, let's do FanDuel first, all right? They have a couple of games on FanDuel. They have a 25-cent tournament. They have a $4 tournament with $5,000 to the first place winner. They have a $1 tournament that's a $25,000 worth of prizes. They have a $3 tournament with $5,000 to the first place winner. And then they have the $9, $1 million in prize tournaments with $250,000 going to first prize. So if you win first prize, you get $250,000 for a $9 ticket, okay? Y'all got that? So if you want to get into one of those different tournaments, you can go and get into some of those tournaments. Now, those are the tournaments for Thursday. Now, let me tell you what I like for Thursday based on what I'm seeing. It's one game. It's the Jets and Cleveland. If I was betting this game straight up, I would bet Cleveland. Cleveland is the favorite, -3. I would take that bet. Now, because I like Cleveland, what should that tell you about tonight in fantasy? See, this is the little tricks right here that you need to know that helps you out when you're doing your fantasy stuff. All right? This fantasy weekend, on Thursday they have this game that's just a game for Thursday. Then they have a tournament that goes from Thursday through Monday. All right? So, for just the Thursday night games, you're picking between Cleveland players and the New York Jet players. I'm not going to give out the whole lineup for Thursday night. And the reason I'm not is because for the folks who got the lineup, it would be unfair to them. But I will tell you this for the folks who got the lineup. It's two things that I noticed going to happen tonight. Cleveland is going to win. And a running back is going to have a big night. Now, with that being said, let me give you some things that I know is going to happen over the course of this weekend. I'm going to go position by position. The defenses that you want to play are Cleveland, Chicago, Minnesota. Those are the three defenses you definitely want to play this weekend. All right? Those are the defenses you definitely want to play this weekend. Cleveland, Minnesota, Chicago. Now, in tonight's game between Cleveland and the New York Jets, you can only play one of those defenses. The other two you can play if you're playing the Thursday through Monday slate or when you play in the Sunday slates, okay? So you want to play those defenses. Those are the defenses you want for fantasy this weekend. Those three defenses, I promise you, are going to be the top scoring three defenses. So you want to build your lineups around those three defenses. In fact, I'm almost certain that Cleveland is going to get an interception and maybe get a pick six tonight off of Sam Darnold. I'm almost certain of it. And Chicago, I think, may shut out Arizona completely. Minnesota might do the same thing with Buffalo. All the teams that they're playing against are horrible offensively. All right? Now, let me give you the next things that I know for sure, all right? Play everybody you can from Pittsburgh. Everybody thinks Tampa Bay is going to go into Pittsburgh is going to come into Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay is going to throw the ball all over Pittsburgh. Get the Pittsburgh players, all of them. All of them are going to have big games. Ben Roethlisberger, A.B., Juju, even James Washington, Jesse James, the tight end, all of them are going to have huge games. This is going to be the week that Tampa Bay doesn't do anything and Pittsburgh's going to go ballistic. They're going to go ballistic. Get Pittsburgh. Get Pittsburgh. Everybody's going to be on Tampa Bay. Get Pittsburgh. All right? Now, I'm going to give you one more thing to think about, and then I'm going to give you the other thing I know that's going to happen for sure. When you're picking your lineups, right? Now, I told you gameplay matters on DraftKings and FanDuel in two different ways because one is a full PPR, one is a half-point PPR. So on DraftKings, you want people who are getting value, who are getting receptions. So for tonight, on Thursday night, if you're choosing between the Browns and the Jets, you definitely want to use somebody like Quincy Anua. He catches a lot of balls for the Jets. All right. But when you're looking at the gameplay and game flow, you always want to pick players who are going to be in shootouts. You don't want somebody who's going to be getting blown out. Like, I love Minnesota players, but I'm not playing them this week. You know why? Because at halftime, they might be up 21 to nothing to Buffalo. That means that they're not going to be trying to throw the ball anymore. They're going to be running. If I play anybody from Minnesota, it'll be the running back and the defense because I don't see a shootout in that game. The reason why I'm telling you to go get Pittsburgh is because Pittsburgh is going to go ballistic and Tampa Bay is going to have to keep throwing the ball. But Pittsburgh is going to do this because they need a win badly. So look for games that you think are going to be a shootout. I'll give you a perfect example of a game like this. The Los Angeles Rams versus the Los Angeles Chargers. This game may end up being a complete shootout. New Orleans versus Atlanta may be a complete shootout. We come back. I'm going to give you two running backs and two wide receivers that you should also put in your lineups for if you're playing Thursday through Monday and if you're playing this weekend. I'll give you them when we come back. You listen to the WB.
Thank you. It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right, so now that we get the sound back over here, let me give you these quick breakdowns. I told you the three defenses you want to use is Cleveland, you want to use Chicago, you want to use Minnesota. Use Pittsburgh's offense. Use Kansas City's offense. Both of them should have some good weeks. I wouldn't use Tampa Bay. Fitzmagic magic is going to end this week. They play Monday. For running backs, now, it's always big-name running backs like Gurley and David Johnson and Ezekiel Elliott. People know that they're good. Let me give you some running backs to look at this week that most people might not be looking at but should have really big weeks. Kenyon Drake for Miami. Kenyon Drake for Miami. He should have a big week this week. He's going up against Oakland, who has a horrific run defense. All right? In fact, let me give you some numbers here so I can kind of quantify what I'm telling you, right? So the team that gives up the most rushing yards in the NFL up to this point, week three, is Detroit. They give up 179 yards a game. Now, the reason why I'm not recommending a New England running back is because you don't know which one is going to be in the backfield. Is it going to be Burkhardt? Is it going to be Sonny Michel? Is it going to be James White? It's a crapshoot, so I can't tell you which one, so I can't pick one of them. But anytime you see Detroit playing in the next 3 weeks, whoever the running back is, you should put that running back in your start lineup because they give up 179 a game. Oakland is second. They give up 154 a game. Kenyon Drake should have 100 yards and a touchdown this week. Pittsburgh is third. They give up 152 a game. Now, Pittsburgh is playing Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay doesn't have a running back. That's why I'm not recommending the Tampa Bay but running back. Jordan Howard from Chicago, he should have a big week. Arizona gives up 147 yards a game rushing. He should have a big week. These are running backs that people may overlook because they're going to be going for Todd Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott and other things. And see, these are the type of running backs you want to play because if they have a big week and nobody else is playing them, you're going to win some money. You're going to win some money. Okay? Tight ends, right? Everybody knows Gronkowski and Kelsey and Zach Ertz. I'm going to give you a tight end I think is going to have a huge game. Njoku. He plays for Cleveland. Now, if you're listening to me and you've been listening to me, you should know how your lineup should be looking for Thursday night. I told you Cleveland's defense. I just gave you Cleveland's tight end. Njoku. Now, let me give you some wide receivers. The wide receivers is where you want to spend your money this week because they're going to pop. And AB is going to have a big game. Juju, big game. Michael Thomas, big game. Julio Jones, big game. They big game hunters this weekend. Those are the guys you want to look at. You also want to look at some other people. You want to look at Quincy Anua. You want to look at A.J. Green. You want to look at Callaway that plays for the Browns. You want to look at those kind of people because those people should have good games and people might not be looking or paying attention to them. Also on the running back side, it's three running backs that you need to also consider. If you don't want to play the ones I gave you with Howard and them, I'm going to give you three other running backs to consider. Coleman, Tevin Coleman for Atlanta. Matt Breida for San Francisco. He's playing Kansas City. They give up a lot of yards to receiving running backs. Matt Breida playing Kansas City. And Corey Clement against Indianapolis, especially if Jay Ajayi doesn't play. And right now he's not playing because his back is out. If Corey Clement gets to play the whole game, he may go ballistic this week. I like Gio Bernard too, but I like these other ones better than Gio. So that's why I'm giving you those. The receivers, like I said, it's the big name receivers, but I would look at somebody like Quincy Enunwa, who plays tonight for the Jets, and Callaway, who plays tonight for the Browns. Both of them could have significant games this upcoming game. Quarterback-wise, I love Big Ben this week. I love Andy Dalton this week against Carolina. I think A.J. Green could have a big game, too. Now, those are two of the lower ones that people may, a lot of people are not going to be on Andy Dalton. Patrick Mahomes, of course, is going to have a good game. Kirk Cousins, of course, is going to have a good game. And then Breeze and Ryan are going to have good games because those could be possible shootouts. Now, when you're putting your lineups together, let me go over construction right quick for people who are new, all right? Black Marvel, you asking about Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill. I think both of them are going to have good games. I told you it's going to be a shootout. Pat Mahomes is going to have a big game. If he's having a big game, who is he throwing the ball to? Either Kelce, Watkins, Kareem Hunt, or Tyreek Hill. So I'm giving you the games. You got to mix and match your people how you want to do it, you know, because if I just name the people, I can name 20 people on each team and be like, yeah, this. I would definitely probably start Goff over Rodgers this week, even though Rodgers is Aaron. I think because of the knee injury, even though he played well against Minnesota, I think that tape is going to help Washington and they're at home. I think Goff is going to have a better game against San Francisco. I like Landry for DraftKings. And see, this is what I'm talking about with the lineup construction, right? So on DraftKings, if Landry's a good play and Enunwa is a good play tonight because both of them catch volume, which means that if they catch 10 balls for 80 yards, that's 18 points for you over there, okay? They don't have to score a touchdown. Whereas that same figure, if they catch 10 balls for 80 yards on FanDuel, that's only 13 points. Actually, yeah, it's 13 points. It's 13 points right there instead of 18 points. So you got to think about this. And when you're constructing the lineups, you got to think about, okay, one player may be better on one site than the other site. All right. Just like the running backs, right? With the running backs, Bilal Powell tonight is the black you want to play on DraftKings. On FanDuel, Isaiah Crowell is the back you want to play. Why? Because Bilal Powell catches the ball out the backfield. He's going to make his numbers catching the ball out the backfield. Crowell is a straight-ahead runner who's going to score the touchdown and get the goal line work. So when you're constructing the lineup, you want to think about that as you're constructing the lineup. The same way with receivers, right? You want to look at who's been getting targeted the most. Enunwa is why I'm telling you to play him on DraftKings tonight because he gets a lot of balls thrown to him. A lot. A whole lot. So you want to think about it like that as you're putting the lineups together. Again, if you're a beginner, what I recommend you do is you play the beginner games. You put one entry, whether it's the $9 or the $20, into the $1 million stuff. Don't put 10 or 12 entries in there. Put one entry in there. Play 50-50s. What are 50-50s? 50-50s are simply this. If it's 100 people in there, as long as you finish in the top 50, you double your money. So if you want to, to me, the proper way to play this, if you don't know what you're doing, if you're new to this, is you go get into a $10 or $20 50-50 tournament. You win that tournament, you double your money. So if you put in 20, you get back 40. You put one or two other lineups out there for the big money stuff, and then you just keep doing that every week till we get to about the seventh or eighth week. Then you'll be up to $300 or $400. Now you're ready to really play because you got a bankroll and you've been playing for the past 5 or 6 weeks, so you understand it better. And you're really not losing no money because the $20 that you put up, you've turned into $300. So we come back. We'll finish closing this out. And I'll give you one other thing for tonight to look for. All right? You listen to the WB.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook.
On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show. Heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who listens to the show, everybody who watches the show. Tell your friends and family members about the show. Again, tonight, it's two types of games that's going on tonight. You have the Thursday through Monday slate, and you have the slate that's just for tonight. That's a $1 million game slate. Okay, it's $9 to enter. It's $250,000 for first prize. That is on FanDuel and on DraftKings. Let me look at the lineups over here. On DraftKings and tell you the games over here so you guys can see which games. Again, if you're new, I would recommend the 50-50 if you are new. I'm doing good at golf right now. I put a golf entry in. And it's telling me I'm winning money. Wasn't expecting that. Okay, let me do this. What's my phone is... All right, for today at 8 o'clock. All right, let's see what they got here. So, okay, they got a Thursday through Monday, which is a $100,000 game. It's a $33 entry fee over on DraftKings. But they also have a game that's just for today. That features the Jets in Cleveland, of course, and they have a $10 $1 million game. So you can put up $10 and you can win $250,000 off of it on both sites. What I would recommend, like I said, is you get the lineups, and you'll see that the lineups have a little bit of an adjustment based on the two different sites. The DraftKings site is about volume. So whenever you see a lineup from me on DraftKings, it's going to have receivers, I think, are going to get the ball a lot. Running backs, I think, are going to catch the ball a lot because the catches are worth a lot over on DraftKings. On FanDuel, I'm trying to get running backs, I think, are going to get touchdowns. I'm getting receivers, I think, that's going to get touchdowns. Why? Because they can catch six balls on DraftKings, and that's 6 points. If they catch six balls on FanDuel, then that's nothing but 3 points. So the points double over on DraftKings compared to FanDuel. So if I got a guy who catches six balls but no touchdowns, and then another person has a guy who catches two balls and a touchdown, he's beating me because the touchdown is 6 points plus he getting 1 point for the two receptions, so he got 7 points. He's beating me. So I'm looking for it differently of what's going on right there. Any other questions before we get out of here? But we get out of here today on the Thursday night slates. You got any questions? Any questions about any players, defenses? I told you tonight, I love Cleveland's defense tonight. I think you should definitely have Cleveland defense in your mix. For Sunday and the rest of the games, you definitely should have Cleveland. If you're playing Thursday through Monday, Chicago and Minnesota. Yes, this will be up. I leave these up. You can come back and replay this. You can come back and play this. So whatever you guys need, let me know. And we will go from there as far as what you need, as far as the questions or whatever. But for the next two or three weeks, I'm just going to do each slate on Thursday and then the other slate on Friday so that you guys who are learning can learn how to do this. And then my hope is, like I said, you do what one of the other truth fighters did. He's playing in a beginner thing. He won $3,500. But what he did was he took my lineup and he took out some of the players that I liked and put in players he liked. His players hit, but he kept in players that I put in that he was like, well, why is he using this guy? And he's like, well, I remember what you told me about. You got to be a little weird. See, when you're playing in these tournaments, you want to play the guys you think are going to score, but you always want to have that one guy, that quarterback or that wide receiver or somebody who nobody else is paying attention to, right? I gave you a couple of running backs that I think a lot of people are going to overlook this weekend. A lot of people. Because everybody's going to go to Todd Gurley. Everybody's going to go to Melvin Gordon and people like that. So, and yes, that's why I'm doing this. Thursday has two slates on both of them. They have a Thursday through Monday slate, and then they have the captain mode, which is just today. On DraftKings and FanDuel, the captain mode, which is the single game mode, are the million-dollar games. So those are the ones you want to play in if you want to throw your hat into the million-dollar arena. But Thursday through Monday, they're not million-dollar games, but you can win money on them, okay? I love Lamar. Lovely Lade, I'm glad you brought this up. I love Lamar this week. He has a good matchup, too, when it comes to defenses. Let me see. Who is he playing? Let me double check who he's playing. And I'll give it to you right now what he's looking at. Oh, yeah, he's playing the Giants. The Giants give up 137 yards rushing a game. So Lamar Miller, Deshaun Watson should have some good. They should have good games. They should have some good games, both of them. So, but see, the thing about the Giants game is just like the Minnesota Buffalo game for me. It's not going to be a shootout because I don't think the Giants going to be able to score with Houston, just like Buffalo's not going to be able to score with Minnesota. So at a certain point, it's going to shut down, meaning that they're going to slow the ball down to run